1 year ago today, police in Sanford, Florida, received a fateful call to their non-emergency line. A man named George Zimmerman was calling to report someone he said was suspicious.
This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Before police cars arrived, Zimmerman got into a struggle with the person he was watching, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. The struggle ended with Zimmerman fatally shooting the unarmed teenager. This event was one of a string of shootings that reignited the national debate about gun laws, in this case, a law called Stand Your Ground. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
It's been a tough month for Sabrina Fulton. Earlier this month, she says she spent the morning crying on what would have been her son Trayvon's 18th birthday. Now, a few weeks later, it's the anniversary of the night her son was killed. Interviewed on NPR's Tell Me More, Fulton says even after a year of marches, heated rhetoric, and calls for justice, she does not think this is about race.
I don't want them to see this as a black kid. I want them to see this as a teenager. A teenager was walking, minding his own business, was not doing anything wrong, and this person followed him.
Since Trayvon Martin's death, there have been many other shootings, including Aurora, Colorado, and Newtown, Connecticut. And the problem of random gang-related gun violence was brought to the fore in the shooting death of Hydea Pendleton, a Chicago teenager who performed in President Obama's inauguration festivities. Sabrina Fulton says she's glad her son's death helped spark a national conversation about gun violence.
The conversations need to continue because we need to put those conversations into some type of action so that this does not happen to anybody else's kid.
Since the night of the shooting, Zimmerman has claimed he acted in self-defense, that he and Martin struggled for control of his gun before he pulled the trigger, killing the 17-year-old. Under Florida's Stand Your Ground law, a person who acts in self-defense is immune from prosecution. Because of that law, police and prosecutors at first declined to charge Zimmerman. After a public outcry, Florida's governor appointed a special prosecutor, and Zimmerman was charged with second-degree murder. The case goes to trial in June, but an important hearing has been scheduled for April, one in which Zimmerman is expected to claim self-defense and ask the judge to dismiss the case. Mark O'Mara is George Zimmerman's attorney.
The concept of self-defense is completely within the fabric of this case. It is the defense. Whether or not that is a separate hearing or whatever, we know that George Zimmerman is going to present a defense that says he acted in self-defense and that there's the support for it within the forensics.
Throughout the investigation of Trayvon Martin's shooting and now the legal proceedings against Zimmerman, looming over the case has been the Stand Your Ground law. Passed 8 years ago at the behest of the National Rifle Association, it says people who are confronted with violence have no duty to retreat, and they can use lethal force to defend themselves. Since its passage here, similar laws have been adopted in more than 20 other states. Because of the shooting, Florida's governor helped appoint a special task force that examined the law and its consequences. After several months of hearings, the task force last week concluded the law is mostly fine as is. State Senator David Simmons was one of the law's authors and a member of the task force.
We reaffirm the validity of that legislation that was enacted in 2005 and the importance of the ability of a truly innocent victim to be able to stand his or her ground.
The challenge for George Zimmerman will be to prove that he's that truly innocent victim. In Sanford this evening, some community leaders will be holding a vigil remembering Trayvon Martin, lighting their candles after 7:15 p.m., around the time he died. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.